0872 567 1567.
Now, you know, for years on talk radio, people have been debating whether or not Parliament should remain in Cape Town or whether it should go to Gauteng or any other place. Well, time for talk is over. Earlier this year, Parliament embarked on a bid to determine the feasibility of relocating the National Legislature from Cape Town to another province. And you are joined by Moloto Motapo, Parliamentary spokesperson, to give some insight into this particular process. Moloto, good morning.
Good morning, Kino, and good morning to the listeners.
So it's still up in the air, right? It's still a feasibility study that's taking place.
Yes, indeed. It is a service provider that at this point has been appointed to undertake a comprehensive study which will entail things like, you know, reviewing the previous studies of Parliament.
Okay.
Space requirements. Yeah, it will also collect data and previous studies that were conducted by the Department of Public Works.
Okay.
In terms of the accommodation of MPs, support staff, conduct also the cost analysis, which will include comparing expansion and or refurbishment costs of Cape Town site versus the development of the Tshwane site. So you need to compare the operational costs, which will include, you know, the accommodation costs, annual operational expenditure of Parliament building and associated accommodations. So, but the most important thing also is to ensure that there is a regional socio-economic impact assessment, which will entail carrying out a full regional socio-economic impact assessment to clarify the economic benefit and cost of the project and to assess the consequences to human populations. So the assessment will review, you know, the socioeconomic implications such as loss on income to business in Cape Town due to relocation or potential relocation, the loss or gain of jobs to the Western Cape economy, or the Gauteng economy if we were to move to Tshwane, the impact on tourism in Cape Town, the effect on property prices, and so on and so on. So those are some of the issues that you know, the study will have to provide information on, so that Parliament can be able to make a decision whether it is cost wise. There is a wisdom of leaving or remaining.
Okay. Have you given them a deadline as to when the study needs to be concluded by?
Yeah. Now that the company that has already been appointed must hit the ground running, it must complete the study within the next 6 months.
Okay, within the next 6 months, we'll be able to get a decent idea. Then, what then happens? Let's say, so the move would be to Gauteng, right? If a move were to be afoot, it would be to Gauteng, to Tshwane, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what then happens to Parliament? I mean, is it? Do you potentially sell it off to Marriott or to Tsogo-San? Do you decide to do low-cost housing, which Cape Town definitely needs in the city centre? What are some of the options that would then be considered if Parliament decides that that move is indeed feasible?
Well, Kim, if I was to answer that, then we don't need the study to be conducted. Part of the task of this particular study is to tell us that in a case that we say that it is feasible, it is cost wise to move Parliament to Tshwane, then what do we do with the Houses of Parliament, the buildings that will be left behind? What do we do with the three villages where Parliament, members of Parliament and the support staff of ministries as well as the Parliament support staff live? So those are the things that we expect the study to tell us.
Okay.
So that there is a decision or an idea as to how these things will continue to be used for the benefit of the people of the Western Cape.
I mean, imagine a hotel called the August House, as you ex like saying in Parliament. Anyway, Moloto.
I'm sure you'd like to book that.
Moloto Motapo. Great chatting. Thank you for the info. Coming up next, Simon Allison.